I can pronounce that, but don't ask me to say anything else in that language, please, because I got the title too here, Yuka Iname. Any more than that, you're going to have to take me to Berlitz. And that was from 1930, and that's a brand new release on Yazoo. And thanks to Melissa for recommending that, because it's quite an album. By the way, most of the stuff doesn't really sound like it's more traditional stuff, but that was actually foxtrot, so. A little bit of Puerto Rican jazz there. And there's a guitar on there. Personnel unknown, but sometimes the obscure guys do just as good as the ones you know all about. And I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about guitarists. And before that, the Van Epps Banjo Orchestra, Sans Souci, A Mexique Brazilian. And I think this is the end of our foreign segment. And that was actually recorded here in 1914. And Fred Van Epps, of course, the banjo king. No, Wessel Ospen was the banjo king. Van Epps was the banjo pretender. And I think he eventually knocked Ospen out of the box, but only because he was louder. Ospen we heard first with Florida Rag, and that was from 1907. And I have a Berliner disc of his going back to 1897. So he was in there. He was in there early and often. Definitely. Gotta dig him. And if I ever find the proper combination of stylus, patience, and software, I'll try to fix that Ospen up for you. Okay. Now, well, you can't beat the guy coming up. I consider him tops. And the vocalist, he's behind his tops, too. So you've got a good bunch of musicians here. Venuti on the violin, Eddie Lang on guitar, and Annette Hanch. Adrian Rollini's in there. It's a, boy, $1 zillion worth of talent. In 1927, with Annette Hanshaw, Under the Moon. ¶¶
be a bumblebee. He whispered, listen to me, dearie, I always want you to be near me. Don't ever, ever stay away when you hear me call you. When you hear you, you'll know I'm waiting for you. We've got some loving to do. Under the moon, the skies are starry and bright. The birds are sleeping at night, and there is no one inside. Under the moon, close to my heart, I feel your tender embrace. Never depart, life says in June. I'm calling you. You know I'm waiting for you. We've got some loving to do. Under the moon.
I need you every moment, In your eyes I read such strange things, but your lips deny they're true. Will your answer really change things, making me blue? I'm afraid someday you'll leave me, saying can't we still be friends? If you go, you know you'll bring me all in life on you depends. Am I guessing that you love me, dreaming dreams on you in vain? I'm confessing that I love you over again.
Somebody loves me. At least I'm going to go on that assumption. I got to find out later. But this is not a laundromat. And that was Adrian Rollini and his orchestra from 1934. The guitarist you heard on there was George Van Epps, son of Fred. Fred, the loud banjoist playing the Maxiques. Well, that was George playing amazing guitar. I don't know if he was working with a seven stringer by then, but that was George Van Epps in 1934. And before George Van Epps, we had Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. Now, wait a minute. The guitarist he had, Francis Muff Henry, was the equal of just about any guy out there with a set of strings. And so much so that Michael Brooks confused him with Eddie Lang on one of his liner notes, which I still make reference to, and I find that it attests more to Eddie Lang and of course Francis Henry's talent that Francis Henry would be mistaken for him. What a guy. And before that, we had Annette Hanshaw with The Real Deal and with The Real Eddie Lang. Playing is in the little the guitar accompaniment at the end of the vocal. He did that, I think, also on a recording of Paradise that Bing Crosby did. Just that little, what a nice way to end the record. Just that the guitar accompaniment after all the other stuff. Occasional chime thrown in there by Vic Burton. Amazing stuff. Or it might have been Adrian Rollini, whoever was closest to the xylophone or the harpophone, as the case would be. And now we go bluesy on you. Or fluey is the case. Another case. There's a lot of cases. Maybe that's why we're going fluey. Lonnie Johnson, Steppin' on the Blues in 1927. And here's... Can't say enough about Lonnie Johnson. Definitely belongs in the Pantheon. This is a Pantheon. In case you haven't noticed, it's also Radiola, and I'm Andy Senior. WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Take one and stick with it. We're in for the long haul. A few more, another about 40 minutes.
Top. Show these southern women how to Eagle Rock. You got the woman up, damn it. You got the woman up, damn it. Pop around the hot. Mama got to get him cold. Tell you like the band, I told the kin up south. Get another man, I got another gal. You got the woman up, damn it. Woman up, damn it. I'll run up. Mama gotta get him cold. Now if you don't believe I can warm you right, take me to your house and let me stay all night. You got to warm it up to me. You got to warm it up to me. Papa run hot, mama got to get him cold. When you see my mama standing in the door, papa wound up, then mama won't go. You got to warm it up to me now. You got to warm it up to me. Papa run hot, mama got to get him cold. Oh, play that thing now, boy. I know it's good to you. Don't be no rat and don't be no lame. Don't let these women leave your heart in pain. You got the woman up to me. You got the woman up to me now. Papa run hot, mama got to get him cold. Now look here, boy, don't get rough. These here women that really know the stuff. You got the woman up to me. You got the woman up to me now. Papa run hot, mama got to get him cold. When you're strutting a Cadillac, sewing a fold, you do love strutting on the running board. You got the woman up to me. You got the woman up to me now. I'll run out, mama got to get him cold. Don't be no rat and don't be no fool. Don't let these young women break your rule. You got the woman up to me, yeah. You got the woman up to me. I'll run out, mama got to get him cold. Play it, boy. I know it's good to you because it done got good to me. Now look here, boy, if you're going to be my friend, let's go drink moonshine again. You got the woman up to me. You got the woman up to me now. Power run hot, mama got to get him cold. Now take it easy, late at night. What easy and women, they going to treat you right. You got the woman up to me. You got the woman up to me now. I'll run hot, mama got to get him cold.
Wait a minute, man. Wait a minute, will you? What kind of music do you call that anyway?
Boy, that's what you call classical music, son.
Well, if that's classical, play me something else, please. Something like this.
I know what you mean, man. Jig time.
Yeah.
Jig time. Oh, give me that jig time. I gotta have jig time all the rest of my day. Slow down, and then you get low down. Jump up and then go down all the rest of your day.
That rhythm makes you sigh, it makes you cry, it makes you feel like you want to die. Makes you say, oh, what have you done to me?
Jig time, oh give me that jig time, I gotta have jig time all the rest of my day.
How
we love that jig time. How we love that jig time. How we love that jig time. Oh, how we love that jig time. How we love that jig time. How we love that jig time. Oh,
skid be bum bum, skid la da 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 da. Riff biff skid biff ba di 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 do.
Gone boy with that jig time. Gone boy with that jig time. Gone boy with that jig time.
Stop it, man. Don't let him go. Oh, stop it, man.
Don't let him go.
Oh, stop it, man.
Don't let him go.
With that jig time.
Jig time, the three keys. That was from 1932. What a lot of swing in there. And by the way, that was from the big broadcast CD, and that's volume one. But volume two is coming out, and I don't think I'm disloyal to WHCL by suggesting that you listen to Rich Conaty's big broadcast. And he's going to have a membership drive, and he's giving away Volume 2. And if you want Volume 1, I guess you get that too. Either way, it'll be available. But he put together a great selection of his old 78s, and I'll tell you, I wish these things would come out. I don't know how many records he's got, but probably could come out with these for about 500 years. But amazing stuff. Yeah, so Three Keys, and Slim Furness was the guitarist. Apparently a particular favorite of Les Paul. Yes. And before that, we had Blind Willie McTell, who was a particular favorite of everybody's. Warm It Up To Me, 1933. He's on his 12-stringer, and Curly Weaver was helping him along there. Also on the 12-stringer are... Nobody can top Lonnie Johnson. I'm sorry. I think he was pretty much supreme, at least on the 12-string in the blues category. It's hard to rate people. This is not a zero-sum game. Some of these guys they're all equally good. The ones really at the top are just astonishingly wonderful. And Lonnie is in the astonishingly wonderful category. Stepping on the Blues from 1927. Now, Louis Armstrong's Hot 5, Gut Bucket Blues, starting out with Johnny Sincere, Saint Cyr, sincerely, he's great. And this is from 1925. I think this is the first Hot 5 made. And, we'll take a listen. He starts out sounds the alarm with his, probably a banjo guitar, but here he is. It qualifies. It fits into the category.
Oh, play that thing, Mr. Sincere Lord. You know you can do it. Everybody from your knees can really do that thing. Hey, hey.
Thank you.
Copenhagen, not the city, but the product I can't mention on the air. That's what it was named after, Charlie Strait, one of those Charlies. Some Charlie came up with that, but who was playing it was Elmer Schobel and his Friars Society Orchestra. And the guitarist on that was Carl Berger. Never heard of him before or since. But there he is with Elmer Schobel in 1928. Before that, from 1926... I always look for excuses to play this song. I should make it a theme song or something. It ought to be heard at least once a day by all sentient life forms. Banjarino by the Dixieland Jug Blowers. And unfortunately, I picked the version without the liner notes. So it's 1926, and I always see them as an organic unit anyway. I know they're all individual musicians, but it just comes together as such a group effort. And, boy, it always knocks me out. Before that, Louis Armstrong's Hot Five from 1925. First recording, I guess. Gut Bucket Blues. And Johnny Sincere was in there. Six-string banjo, or banjo guitar. I've played with those. They're a little, they're an acquired taste for listeners. I know that. And now, someone who... I think is not an acquired taste unless you've never heard him before, and then he's an easy taste to acquire because he's amazing. And, well, before I do that, again, let me stress that I have a Radiola blog where you can look up all my playlists. Also, there are links there, so if you want to check out the aforementioned Rich Connolly's Big Broadcast, it's the top of the link section in the vintage music section. I've organized these links now, so they're not as confusing, except maybe to me, as they were. And a lot of good links in there, and you'll be there for days. You know, they may have to send in a party to find you. But Rich Connolly's in there, and everybody else that you'd ever want to associate with if you like this music. I also a program note on tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. You'll have the Big Sound of Retro Radio in this time slot, 8 to 10, and that is that. Yes, Mark Fuller is coming in on at 10 and 8 to 10, and plays something remarkably like the radio you used to listen to as a kid, assuming you were about the same age as I am. And that's a scary assumption. But if you hail back to those halcyon days of the Kennedy era, then perhaps you'll recognize something in there. You'll recognize it as being a dead ringer for what you used to listen to, because it's just the same, exactly the same stuff. Also, Mondays at 4, check out Eric Kuhn, Kuhn and Company. He always has amazing interviews. I don't know how he gets these people. This is all on WHCL, 88.7 FM and WHCL.org. And now I've talked too much. Continuing on Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., your talkative host, Charlie Palloy, and he is amazing, and I feel this way too. I'm young and healthy for the aging condition I have. 1932.
I'm young and healthy, and you've got charms. It would really be a sin not to have you in my arms. I'm young and healthy, and so are you. When the moon is in the sky, tell me, what am I to do? If I could hate you, I'd keep away. But that ain't my nature. I'm full of vitamin A, son. I'm young and healthy, so let's be bold. In a year or two or three, maybe we will be too old. But that ain't my nature. I'm full of vitamin A. I know a bundle of humanity. She's about so high. I'm nearly driven to insanity when she passes by. She's a snooty little cutie. She's been so hard to kiss. I'll try to overcome her vanity, and then I'll tell her this. I'm young and healthy, and you've got charms. It would really be a sin not to have you in my arms. I'm young and healthy, and so are you. When the moon is in the sky, tell me, what am I to do? If I could hate you, I'd keep away. But that ain't my nature. I'm full of vitamin A. I'm young and healthy, so let's be bold. In a year or two or three, maybe we will be too old.
By a country road, wild roses grow that need my special care. So I haven't time to be a millionaire. And a cheerful brook on the mountainside is sad when I'm not there. So I haven't time to be a millionaire. And a friendly gang of robins are peeved when I forget that I'm the second tenor in their quartet. So with all the things I have to do, I'm very much aware if I wished for wealth, it wouldn't be quite fair. 'Cause I haven't time to be a millionaire. Because I haven't time to be a millionaire.
Chinatown, my Chinatown, while those lights are low, oh, heart that knows no other man, drifting to and fro, oh, dreaming, scheming, Chinatown, all eyes so long, heart seems low, but life is sure, and I'm dreaming Chinatown, boy. I was down in Chinatown the other night.
You say you was?
Yes, indeedy, man. I really kicked the gong around down there.
You did, man.
I had a ball down there, man.
Was Razz there?
Oh, Razz was there kicking. Man, that cat was high.
Was he?
High, man. Mellow or shallow.
Was Sammy there?
Yeah, old Sammy was there mugging too, man.
I know he was,
yeah, and the chick crawling over in the corner saying, ah, it's a killer dilla. A killer dilla from
killer
the villa.
Well,
listen
to me,
guess what the captain said. Suck him to throw like on. Oh, I am. I'm born nine. Nine young. I'm born nine. I'm born nine. I'm born
and Slam with a little political incorrectness there, although I think Slim Gaylord could actually speak Chinese, Greek, and a host of other languages. He was definitely a polymath, as well as being an amazing guitarist. And you heard that, and he was, if either that was Chinese scatting or it was real Chinese. And if you know the answer, please don't send the answer to me in Chinese, because I'll never figure it out. Before that, L. Bowley and Jimmy Messine, the two stars with the guitars. I'm stepping out with a memory medley, and I haven't got time to be a millionaire. Well, I'll make time. I'll just tell you that much right now. And that was from the 30s. Poor liner notes again, but they were both on their guitars. Yes, Bowley was a guitarist, and a darn good one, too. And starting with a man who was a really good guitarist, but he just fell off the face of the earth about 1933, Charlie Pulloy. Who knows what happened to him? If Charlie, if you're out there, write home. We miss you. And continuing. All right, now we're getting into that. We're coming to the pinnacle of this particular exercise. Oscar Alemán Trio, Just a Little Swing, from 1939. Here's Oscar. If your ears are still attached to the sides of your head, was Quintet of the Hot Club of France. So that was Django Reinhardt exceeding warp speed with Mystery Pacific. How did you keep that thing on the rails, I wonder? And that was from 1937. Before that, Oscar Alemán, the other contender in France at the time, although he was actually from Argentina. And that was Just a Little Swing. And I think that was recorded in Paris, too. So those guys actually did. They knew each other. Unfortunately, they never recorded with each other, but they probably would have killed each other in the studio, so it's just as well. I'm Andy Sr. This is Radiola. I'm drawing this edition to a close, pretty much. This is WHCL 88.7 FM and WHCL.org. I hope you've enjoyed this overview of the styles of guitar. I've left out a couple. I've left out Carmen Mastrin and Teddy Bunn and probably some of your favorites. So if you want to send me some hate mail, you can do that through my blog. But that's radiolablog.blogspot.com. And now, this is the icing on the cake here for me. Eddie Lang. I saved him for last. I mean, I even put him maybe a micrometer, just a little bit above Django, but that's heresy in some circles. But I love him. I can't help it. Eddie Lang, 1927, The Prelude in C-sharp minor, Opus 3, No. 2, by Rachmaninoff.